Opening credits. Camping tips. Turn your trip into an adventure with these amazing hacks. Written by Wesley Jones. Narrated by Rick Parody. Chapter 1. Camping, a great vacation. Camping outdoors is one of the oldest activities a man can do, for man has been sleeping out under the stars or in handmade shelters as a way of living. Camping outdoors can be a lot of fun when you have everything you need or want. When you shop, have a checklist with everything that you will need. Camping outdoors can be comfortable and luxurious, as you would like it to be. Your camping vacation and activities may very well be the best time you've ever had outdoors. Camping. For a lot of people, camping is much more than a recreation. Camping outdoors can be one of those activities that can be enjoyed throughout the year and is an activity for all ages, but can be very popular with the kids. When you take the rustic approach, you can enjoy camping by using what nature provides. There is the fresh air, going on nature hikes, fishing, making nature crafts, studying nature itself, and many other activities. Camping can be fun for anyone. A memorable camping trip relies on choosing a great place and being prepared. Equipment. If this is your first camping trip, have the most basic equipment and camping food that you can buy. Buying quality camping supplies and equipment is something you will never regret. Quality camping equipment is vital if you are planning to venture into the woods or the mountains. Your outdoor camping equipment and supplies is only as good as the conditions they are designed for. If you are shopping for discount camping equipment, it is very important that you shop with a reputable dealer. So if you love to camp or just beginning to go camping in style, remember to look first for high-quality equipment and supplies. Remember, to get the full benefit from your outdoor camping equipment and supplies are to keep them clean and serviced. When looking after your outdoor camping equipment and supplies, then they will serve you over a great number of camping fun. Tents. It is very important to know what kind of camping tent that will be best suited for the kind of conditions you will most likely find yourself in. Camping tents are ever more complicated in designs, and it is important that you get one made for the environment that you will be using it in. The tent is the most invaluable piece of equipment that you will take on any camping vacation. It is important that you choose your tent very carefully from the wide selection of tents. Camping tents can be classified by their size, that is, the number of people they can accommodate. From the one-man tent and larger family tents, such as our 4- up to 8-man tent ranges, to cutting-edge, extreme-weather geodesic tents and sleeping bags to suit all conditions. 1- to 2-person tents are designed to comfortably fit 1 to 2 people. They are lightweight and generally easy to assemble. Tents for 3 people and up are designed to accommodate more people. These larger tents come not only in dome shapes, but also in marquee dome style. If you are planning on a family camping vacation, there are camping tents that will fit up to 12 comfortably. Most camping tents come with a fly or a ruffle cover, which is waterproof, custom made to stop rain from getting into your camping tent, while allowing plenty of ventilation. The four-season camping tents are usually domed. The dome shape helps snow to slip off them easily. Many come with a vestibule, which is an additional buffer against the rain and wind. Some of the four-season camping tents contain 2 walls. This helps to keep you warmer in colder climates. The dome tents are fast becoming a very popular tent to use in most places and conditions. Supplies. If this is your first time camping, and you have never been out camping anywhere before, it will be hard to know what camping supplies you are going to need. The first important supplies to look at are your survival supplies. These can very well save your life. You can select from a wide range of camping supplies, including tents, sleeping bags, and other sleeping gear, backpacks, cookware, stoves, lanterns and flashlights, screen houses, shelters, first aid kits, water purification systems, and hydration packs, plus other miscellaneous camping gear such as tent fittings. Remember to buy the best camping equipment supplies that you can afford, and then look after it. Chapter 2. What to do while camping? Try these top 10 tips. Camping is like taking a relaxing vacation for a day, overnight, or even for the entire weekend. It's the best way to kick back and unwind after a long, hard week of work. You can get rejuvenated with the morning freshness, with clean air and dewy surroundings. The clear, clean water of the nearby lake compels you to try fishing. Camping is a fun and relatively easy outdoor activity. There are many things to do while enjoying camping with your family or friends. Plan out your activities and enjoy a stress-free weekend. To get you started, here are the top 10 things to do. Top 10 ideas for things to do while camping. Number 1. Tracking wildlife. Carry out some basic research using the internet, books, and asking the region's game warden about the various wild animals found in the region. You can ask the park ranger or someone with knowledge to help you track the wild animals. You can learn about the animals, like their paw prints, food, home, gait, and their scat. You can also try bird watching and learn the names of birds specific to the region, their nest, eggs, diet, etc. This is a great way to increase and improve your knowledge about animals and birds in the wild and gain first-hand experience, all the while enjoying the scenery of the great outdoors. Number 2. Hiking. One of the most pleasurable activities of camping is going hiking. Take a walk or ride on your bikes and explore areas you've never seen before. It's a great way to exercise and a team-building activity for family and friends. If you have kids along, they will love the adventure of hiking. Make up a chant or song while hiking to pep up the children. Be sure to do your homework and know the difficulty rating of the hike and to bring plenty of water based on the length of the hike. Number 3. Botany time. The best way to teach children to identify the leaves, berries, flowers, and to help them in differentiating between the poisonous plants and non-poisonous plants and fruits. You can take a book or even a smartphone app on plants along to help you identify different species. It's a fun thing for children to collect plant samples and bring them back to camp. You can teach them to make their very own terrarium, and they can always use it for their science project. It's also a great addition to any scrapbook or to put in a picture frame to save the memory of the trip. Star watching. When living in the city, we often miss out on gazing at the stars. Sleeping under the open sky on camping nights gives you the chance to learn about the different constellations and stars. It's a great game for kids trying to count the number of stars in the sky and identifying the various constellations. You can even bring a telescope to help you find even more stars and planets. Fishing. There's nothing more satisfying and appetizing than fishing for your food during camping. You can show off your fishing skills to your wife, kids, or friends all the while trying your hand showing your culinary skills. Be sure to see if you need a license and to have any and all the gear you might need to make your fishing experience a fun one. Photography. Capture each beautiful moment or scene in your camera. Photography can prove to be an amazing hobby during camping. This will freeze all the fun and excitement in the picture and inspire you to go for more camping trips. Be sure to have plenty of batteries if you are using a digital camera. You will want to have enough memory cards to store your photos until you get home. Game time. Try out Truth or Dare, Simon Says, Duck Duck Goose, Red Rover, Hide and Seek, Treasure Hunt, or any game that will bring out the kid in you and be fun-filled for your fellow campers. A good deck of cards will take up little room, but provide hours of fun. This can be done around the campfire, at the picnic table, or even sitting in the tent. Elvis time. Sing your favorite tunes around the campfire. If you or someone in your group plays guitar, it's a perfect combination to bring out the Madonnas inside each one of you. Be sure to have fun with this, and everyone joins in. Sometimes, if staying in a campground, they may actually have a talent show or karaoke night you can be a part of. Goosebumps. The tried and tested ghost adventure, mystery, and thrill stories is one of the many things campers look forward to on their camping trips. Children love the scare, and adults love to hide their fear after hearing the fictional stories. Be sure to be age-appropriate and not too scary for the little ones. You can do this while enjoying some smokes around the campfire. Boat ride. Many camping sites offer rafts and boats on rent for campers to enjoy a boat ride in the lake. Or you can take along your boat attached to a trailer of your vehicle. The gentle rowing sounds in the calm waters of the lake will help soothe your nerves. If not a boat, there are areas where you can go tubing, or for the more adventurous types, you could go whitewater rafting. If you enjoy the quiet atmosphere, wilderness, trees, and isolation from the crowded cities, camping is for you. You will get dirty, soaked in dust and mud, yet you will love the experience. There is no internet, cable, or other technological distractions to take away the joy and relaxing mood. Remember, answer your cell phone only if it's an emergency. Do not plan too many things to do while camping, or you will just rush to complete the tasks without savoring the enjoyment. Family camping is a great way to bond with your spouse and children. You can plan things impromptu and come up with unique ideas to have fun. Relax, unwind, appreciate and relish the freedom when camping. Chapter 3. Preparing for the first camping adventure. There is no better way of enjoying the great outdoors than a one or more night camping with family and friends or even alone. Before camping, especially the first-timers, you need to become familiar with certain camping etiquettes. The kind of camping gear you need to carry, what kind of camping equipment is available at the camping site, and where to get good quality camping supplies. You can first start by taking the help of a seasonal camper, either by joining them on their next camping trip or getting to know about the camping essentials. One of the basic camping essentials is the shelter like a tent or a cabin or even an RV. And the next you will need is a bed, which could range anything from cots and sleeping bags to air mattresses and comforters. Next comes food, and this is dependent on the site you are camping at, number of days you are camping for, etc. Basic camping gear. Tent people going camping for the first time generally carry a tent. The tent is there to protect you from the sun, wind, and rain, and also other nature lovers like mosquitoes, flies, etc. You will also need to store your clothes and other camping equipment inside the tent. Thirdly, the tent provides you a little privacy when you feel like it. Of course, sleeping under the stars has its own beauty, but this can only be done when the weather is good, and probably for a few hours, but eventually, you will long for the tent. Sleeping bags and pads. You will need sleeping bags to make sleeping on the hard, cold ground a little easier. Most first-time campers prefer summer camping, and generally expensive sleeping bags are not required then. A lightweight sleeping bag will be perfectly fine. At other times, you may need to use padding, clothes to call pads, and inflatable pads are some of the varieties available. First, lay the padding on the ground and then lay the sleeping bag over it. Also, remember to carry a comfortable pillow. Cooking supplies. Campground cooking has its own taste and pleasure, and those who are used to cooking in their backyard know this pleasure very well. If you don't plan to cook, you can always carry a good stock of cooked drinks, snacks, and sandwiches. And if you are camping at a public campsite, inquire with the organizers. Most of them provide basic cooking equipment like a grill and table. You may want to carry some pots, pans, skillet, and of course a bag of charcoal. Make a list of what you plan to cook and carry the ingredients for the same. Chapter 4. How to experience an easy camping trip. Experiencing a safe, fun-filled camping trip is the thrill of a lifetime. Through careful planning, purchasing, easy-to-use, reliable camping gear, and educating your group about safe camping rules, this experience can easily be accomplished. Sounds simple enough, doesn't it? If you have never been on a camping trip, now is the time to do so. You do not have to be related to Daniel Boone or any other outdoors person. Just rely on a good leader and follow his or her game plan. Find a camping group and pack your gear. If you are the leader of the group, your first step toward having an easy camping trip should begin with creating a master plan. Determining the length of time you and your group will spend on your trip is crucial. This will depend largely on the activities of the individuals going on the trip, such as work schedules, school sports, and other obligations. If this trip is a new adventure, you will probably want to limit it to a short weekend. If you forget some of the items, you can always manage without them for 2 days and two nights. Since this will be your trial run, the items left off your checklist the first time will help you plan better for longer trips, such as on Memorial Day or Labor Day weekends. Secondly, make a checklist of items that will be needed for your comfort. Your master list of items should include such things as the type of shelter, cooking methods, food supplies, and personal hygiene. Tents and grills may be easily remembered. However, there is nothing worse than arriving at your campsite out in the middle of nowhere without toilet tissue. This is a must if you want to have an easy camping trip. Planning for your meals can be quite simple if you utilize a large cooler as storage for all perishables. Ice will last long enough to make it through the first day of food. The cooling time can be extended if you take along several packs of frozen food. Non-perishable foods such as snacks, bread, crackers, peanut butter, and jelly can be stored in an additional large cooler. Coolers help to protect all food items from ants and other uninvited creatures. Leaving large cooking grills behind on your short trips will contribute to an easy camping trip. You will soon discover how efficient some of these small 1 and 2 burners can be. Always plan for entertainment, whether it is group or individual activities. Frisbees, footballs, and other types of balls can keep all ages busy for quite some time. Plan as many group activities as possible. Busy campers are happy campers. If you're able to keep the majority of your campers happy, your easy camping trip will materialize. Roasting wieners or making s'mores over an open campfire will be a rewarding experience. One of my favorite activities was sitting around an open campfire, singing familiar songs and telling tall tales. These activities provide pleasant memories for all ages. The most important part of your plan is to be certain to provide a safe camping environment for your entire group. Before leaving the security of your home, make everyone aware of the dangers that could be lurking around campsites. Some of these dangers are as simple as tent stakes and holes in the surface of the camping grounds, as well as poison ivy or other poisonous plants. Always survey the entire campsite before permitting individuals to strike out on their own. If there is a nearby stream of water, set rules for use of such, as open campfire or improper use of cooking appliances poses a tremendous threat to all campers, especially first-timers. The majority of these dangers can be avoided by simply discussing these potential threats and educating all campers in your group how to handle each situation. To ensure that all minor injuries receive the proper treatment, always carry a well-stocked first aid kit. You don't have to be a doctor or a nurse to treat minor injuries such as cuts, bruises, or sprains. As mentioned previously, just be sure to discuss how to handle various emergencies before you leave the comfort of your home. It is also a good idea to review these procedures when you first arrive at your campsite and call attention to other visible dangers surrounding the campsite. Before leaving for your camping trip, always advise a friend, neighbor, or family member where you are going, the route you are taking to your campsite, and how to get in touch with you in case of an emergency. These simple rules can help you to have an easy camping trip. If you prepare and utilize a good master plan for your first camping trip, you should be able to say, "We have experienced an easy camping trip filled with fun, yet safe." If you can make this statement about your first camping trip, you will be experiencing many more camping trips using your well-developed master plan. What a way to enjoy your friends and family. Chapter 5. List of items you need for camping vacation.